Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Kings. And then we'll come back to 2 Chronicles in just a moment. There's a phrase in 2 Chronicles I want to get a hold of. It's much more than this. And I'll come back to that after we read a little bit of background. Now know this, every life is full of ups and downs. Every life, every single life has good times and bad times. Don't ever start feeling sorry for yourself and say, nobody's got it as rough as I do. You're wrong. You are wrong. Everybody has ups and downs and go through the same trials and the same tests and the same trouble and the same temptations. The key is to walk with God. The key is to have a relationship with God. So it isn't just singing How Great Thou Art on Sunday morning. It's actually having the mind of Christ and the direction of God in our lives. Verse 1 of chapter 14 says, in the second year of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, reigned Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah. And he was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. So he's going to have a 29-year reign. He reigns he takes the throne at 25 years of age. He starts to follow in the father and the footsteps of his father, but unfortunately, a whole lot of it was nothing more than externals. And I know I'm going to run real short on time here this morning. Verse 4 says, howbeit the high places were not taken away. Verse 3 says, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like David his father, and he did according to all things as Joash his father did. Howbeit the high places were not taken away, as yet the people did sacrifice and burnt incense on the high places. We're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all of our strength. That's what Jesus said is the great commandment. With all of our heart. Amaziah was a young king of Judah who did not love God with his heart. He just loved God with the externals. It got to the place where his relationship was measured by the things he could hold in his hand. And he drifted far away from the Lord God Jehovah. Let's skip on back to 2 Chronicles. Because he says that he summarizes things a whole lot better. 2 Chronicles and chapter 25. Turn there. I'll give you time to get there. And that's where we're going to spend the rest of our time here this morning. 2 Chronicles chapter 25 and verses 5 through 11. Much more than this. Remember that phrase. I told you at the beginning of the message that I want you to dream again. I want you to stop limiting God. I want you to trust God again. Like a cool, fresh breath of air from God's throne, from God's heaven, upon the church of Jesus Christ. May we get to the place, may we arrive at the place where we stop putting God in a little box and stop limiting him with our limited mentality or our little faith that is smaller than the size of a mustard seed. Man, if we just start trusting God again for big things, if we start leaning on God again for big things, and I don't mean in an ambitious, carnal kind of way. I mean wanting and desiring the will of God, the desire of God. Verse 1 of chapter 25, Amaziah was 25 years old, and when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. He never sold out to God. You know anybody like that? Man, does that describe you? I'm with you, God. I vote for God. But you never go all out for him. You never give God, after salvation, you never give God your heart. You took back his lordship, and you start to live your own life, your own way, with religious trappings. That's what Amaziah did. And I want you to know, it's not going to end well. But if you'll, no matter who you are, if you'll give God your heart, if you'll fulfill the greatest commandment, that's what Jesus said, you'll know what it is to know the blessing of God. I want you to know this morning, Jesus Christ, I say by way of testimony, is everything I ever dreamed of and more, times 10. He's all that I could ask for and more, times 10. I have no regrets in anything I've ever done for God. Not one. I have no regrets in anything I've ever surrendered to God. Not one. But I've got all kinds of regrets of things I pulled back on God and times where I pulled the rug out on from underneath the will of God and tried to do things my own way. And it might be you're here this morning and you're captain in your own ship. You're going to wreck it. You're going to run aground. There are rocks out there under the surface. You don't even see them coming. There are storms that you're going to get in and man, you're going to make a mess of things. And if you're not careful, you're going to impact your kids. And then you're going to impact your grandkids after that, if the Lord tarries and you have grandkids, you're going to mess up a whole lot. Man, don't be like Amaziah and say, I vote for God. And you even have a position of leadership perhaps, but you are leading in your family, and yet you're not sold out to God with your heart. That is a recipe for disaster. That's called hypocrisy. Verse 3 says, now it came to pass when the kingdom was established to him that he slew his servants that had killed the king his father. That was right. Verse 4, but he slew not their children, but did as it is written in the law of the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, the fathers shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin. So he did right. No, his father was killed. So he took care of the assassins is what he did. He had them killed, but he didn't have the children of the assassins killed. He's trying to be an honorable man. He's following the book. He's following the word of God. These are externals. There's a real problem in the southern kingdom. But he's not dealing with that because he's part of that problem. Verse 5 says, moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and made them captains over thousands and captains over hundreds according to the houses of their fathers throughout all of Judah and Benjamin. This is the southern kingdom. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above and found of them 300,000 choice men able to go forth to war that could handle spear and shield. So he gets himself to, he gathers together an army. He's going to fight the Edomites. He gathers an army of 300,000 men. Now he makes a confederation with the northern kingdom. Mistake. God doesn't want him to do that. The northern kingdom is not honoring God. And so he pays 100,000 mercenaries. In fact, he ends up paying them 2 ton of silver to have 400,000 men instead of 300,000. Let's read it. Verse 6 says, and he hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But there came a man of God to him saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee. For the Lord is not with Israel, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. Now understand this, Judah, they were Jews as well. I hope you understand, you don't get confused about this. It is now a divided kingdom. That wasn't the will of God. It's a divided kingdom. There's the northern tribes, the 10 tribes to the north, and we refer to them as Israel. And there's the southern tribes, the 2 tribes to the south, and we refer to them, they come to be known as Judah. And God was going to wanted to work through Judah, period. He didn't need 100,000 mercenaries. He didn't need 100,000 men that were just there for the money. And by the way, I got to say this. This is how to, I said the title of the message was much more than this. That's about Jesus. God will be everything you need if you'll just trust him. You don't need what the world is offering. The 100,000, don't need it. Don't depend on people. And certainly, do not depend on the wrong people. Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Here, Amaziah was dependent on the wrong people. Verse 7, verse 13 and verse 14. We don't have time to read it all. We'll read some of it as we come along. Don't be overconfident. Verse 6 says, they hired 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. Oh, I said that's 2 tons. That's 4 tons of silver. That cost them a lot of money. By the way, he obeyed the prophet, sent them home. They were mad. They kept the money. He lost the money, by the way. They kept the money. And while he was out fighting the Edomites, they raided all the towns in the southern kingdom and took all the riches of Judah. Man, if you just start going down the wrong road, you mess your life up is what you do. All kinds of heartache as a result. Verse 7 says, there came a man of God to him saying, O king, let not the army of Israel go with thee, for the Lord is not with Israel, to wit, with all the children of Ephraim. But if thou wilt go, do it, be strong for the battle. God shall make thee fall before the enemy, for God hath power to help and to cast down. He says, man, you must trust. The prophet said, you've got to trust God alone. Let me say this, in case I don't say it enough in this message. If you have God, you're following the Bible, you have enough. Don't ever get to the place where you think you need more that the world has to offer. Man, I've learned this in life. I've learned in life that the Bible is true. And God has helped me along the way and kept me from so many tragedies, so many wrong decisions, so much wrongheadedness. You would do well to follow the course that is charted in the Word of God instead of explaining it away and setting God aside. Because without God, you don't have enough. With God, you've got everything you need. Everything. I like to see the work of God go forth. In my mind, I'm a visionary. It's about getting to that 1,000 people. It's about building bigger buildings. It's about moving ahead. That's good. Dream big. Don't limit God. Don't do that. But also recognize right now today, whatever today's date is, in the year 2016, I know what year it is. It's the month of November. I got that too, right? But whatever it is, right now, with what we have, with what God has put in our hands, we have enough. We have enough to do today's work for the glory of God. I was sitting in a preacher's meeting, listening to another preacher preach from downstate Michigan, and he didn't know I was there in the meeting. I came in late, and he referred to Fundamental Baptist Church and the wonderful facility God has given to them up in the middle of nowhere. And for the first time, I heard that preached. For the first time, it was like the light came in. I'm a little bit thick sometimes. And yeah, we do have a nice facility. Yeah, God has been good to us. The blessings of God have been bountiful. Right now, in the month of November, in the year 2016, with what God has placed in our hands to work with, we have enough. We have enough with the power of God, as long as we have God. Here's the fool. The fool thinks, I need this and I need that, like a kid in a candy store. I need one of those, I need two of those over there, and God isn't even with you anymore. And you're reaching to the world and chasing little trinkets that are going to, they're empty. They're empty. Let me tell you, before you go climb that mountain, you're going to get to the top and there's nothing there except tears and regrets and heartaches. Amaziah, in case I don't have time to get that far in the message this morning, makes a mistake after he defeats the Edomites. He defeats them. And then he brings their idols back home to Judah. I'm reading this, I'm thinking, the idols did not work for the Edomites in battle. Why would you bring the idols back to your homeland? And it occurred to me, we're the same way. You know, the commercials will tell you, you know, that bottle of beer, that'll make you a man. It doesn't work for the Edomites. Why do you think it'll work for a child of God? They'll tell you, well, if you have more gold, then you're going to be happy. It doesn't work for the Edomite. How many people are happy at Wall Street? On Wall Street? How many people are happy in Hollywood? If it doesn't work for them, why do you think it's going to work for the child of God? What about immorality? Look at the lifestyles and the heartache of the people you're trying to emulate. Doesn't work for them. Why do you think it would work for you? Let's read it. I think we have time to read it. Verse 9 says, and Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel? And the man of God says, man, that's gone. And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give thee much more than this. You might want to underline or circle that, much more than this. Although I'm not doing a good job, I'm trying to get to it, all right? This is what it's coming to. God will give you much more than this. Whatever it is the world is waving back and forth in front of your face, whatever you think, whatever idol you think might be what you want in life, God is able to do much more than this. Jesus is better than I could have ever dreamed, times 10. If you just surrender to God, you would find that out. If you give Jesus Christ first place in your life, if you would allow him to love you and lead you and shepherd you, you'd find out the hand of God is good upon his children, that he's the good shepherd. Remember what the prophet Nathan said to David? We don't have time to turn there. Samuel in chapter 12. God said through the prophet Nathan to Daniel, "Why did you need Bathsheba? I'd have given you so much more. You didn't need to do what you did. If you'd have trusted me, you'd have been better off. There wouldn't have been all that heartache in the royal household. There wouldn't have been death in the royal household. God, Jehovah, would have taken better care of you, and he had better things planned for you. But you short-circuited the will of God." Man. Verse 12. I'm sorry, verse 11. I'm sorry, verse 10. I'm sorry a lot. "Then Amaziah separated them to wit, the army that was come to him out of Ephraim to go home. And wherefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, made a bunch of enemies. And they returned home in great anger and a rage. They plundered the cities on the way home. Amaziah strengthened himself and led forth his people and went to the Valley of Salt." He led 300,000 men. That is a war of biblical proportions. "In a valley, and smote of the children of Seir 10,000. And he worked his way deep into the heart of the country of the Edomites. Even so, renaming some of the cities. There was a war. Verse 12 says, "And other 10,000 left alive did the children of Judah carry away captive and brought them unto the top of the rock and cast them down from the top of the rock, that they all were broken in pieces." It's war. 20,000 casualties on the other side before they turn tail and run. "But the soldiers of the army which Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle," this is the people from the northern kingdom, "fell upon the cities of Judah and Samaria, and they raided the cities of Judah, even unto Beth Horon, and smote 3,000 of them, and took much spoil." The devil will do you wrong if you hang out with the wrong people. That one that says he or she is your friend right now, and it's a party life, they won't be there when you need them. "Now it came to pass after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites that he brought the gods of the children of Seir," the Edomites, "and set them up to be his gods and bowed down them himself before them and burned incense before them." I wrote beside verse 14, "Fool, thou shalt have no other gods before me." The first of the Decalogue, the foundation of the Ten Commandments, monotheism. One God. There's only room for one deity in our lives. And there is only one true deity. That's the Lord God of heaven. Jesus Christ, his Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Godhead. Jehovah. That's it. Everything else is just a little man-made idol. Little man-made religion. Little man-made philosophy. Verse 14. The world had rubbed off on Amaziah. Do you know why that is? He didn't serve God with his heart. It all goes back to that. He had no walk with the God of his fathers. He had no relationship. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." All he did was conform outwardly. And he knew the right things to do, so he did them for a while. But he reinstituted the high places. Idol worship was going on in Judah. Even though they were honoring God down at the gathering place, down at the temple for just a little bit, but really there was idol worship going on in the nation. Amaziah was still a Jew. Amaziah was king of Israel. He's one of the so-called good kings. Not great, but good kings. He did some things right because he followed the word of God in certain areas. But he drifted a little further and a little further. You see, he had some freedom. He's the king. He calls the shots. That's what happens with young people when they leave their parents' house. Now they got some freedom. Boy, you better have a walk with God. It's that simple. It really is. as a church family, as individuals within the church, we need to walk with God. We need to have a heart, a relationship with the King. It can't just be outward conformity. We're thankful for any conformity, because a lot of times those perimeters, in those perimeters, God gets a hold of our heart. That's the way it's supposed to work. But at the same time, God is still calling for your heart. He wants you. He doesn't want your things. He wants you. If you get your heart, all the things will take care of themselves. Go back to 2 Chronicles again, chapter 25. Wherefore the anger of the Lord was kindled against Amaziah. That's not a good place to be. And he sent unto him a prophet, which said unto him, Why hast thou sought after the gods of the people, which could not deliver their own people out of thine hand? And it came to pass, as he talked with them, that the king said unto him, Art thou made king, made of the king's counsel? Forbear. Why shouldst thou be smitten? Then the prophet forbear and said, I know that God hath determined to destroy thee, because thou hast done this, and hast not hearkened unto my counsel. He silenced the prophet. A lot of people don't like Bible preaching. It probes. It causes spiritual confrontation with the Holy Spirit of God. A lot of people get angry, just like Amaziah did. Man, I don't want to hear that no more. I don't like that. God had determined to destroy Amaziah. His own people turned against him. We don't have time to get to the end of the chapter tonight, or this morning, but don't depend on the wrong people. Don't depend on people. What we have plus God is enough. What we have without God is never enough. It's not what we lack that keeps God from using us. It's our lack of surrendering what we have. Period. That's a lot deeper than what it just sounded like when I said it. It's not what we lack that keeps God from using us. It's our lack of surrender that keeps God from using us. My last point. It's really pretty simple. You cannot outlove, outgive, or outdo God. Much more than this. What's the world offering you today? God more. God more. I gave up nothing to serve God. I thought I was giving up a lot. Then I got into service and I found out he's better to me than the world ever thought of being to me. Man, I used to be on the outside making decisions in my life. What am I going to do with my life? Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? How am I going to serve? What am I going to do for a living? Da, 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 da. God called me. I know God. I hear your voice. But man, there's things going on in my life. And I used to think that I was going to give up so much to serve God. And then I surrendered to God. I surrendered my heart. I went to Bible college and everything they told me. Man, I believed it. And I didn't question rules because, man, I was there to get ready to serve God. I was good with that. In fact, I wanted more rules. Boy, is that kind of dumb, wasn't it? Man, I wanted it to be stricter. I wanted it to be tougher. I wanted to be something for God. And when I surrendered to him and I thought I was giving up so much and I let go of all the things that I had that I thought were wonderful. Professional snowmobile racer. I thought that's what Tim Rader was going to be. I don't know if Randy McDowell's here this morning. He'll remember those days, right? I thought I had the cat by the tail, literally, and had a ride with a local Arctic cat dealer. Man, I was living it up and having the time of my life. All those races, all the finals were on Sunday, by the way. I almost ruined my life. I finally surrendered to God. I said, God, you're first. And I got in the service of the King. And I found out I couldn't outgive God. I couldn't outlove God. And I couldn't outdo God. You'll never outlove God. Jeremiah 31:3 says, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Lasts forever. For God so loved the world. We love him because he first loved us. The God of heaven loves sinners. You are more loved than you will ever realize here on this earth. I guarantee it. You will never outlove God. After you get born again, you'll find this out. You will never outgive God. Never. Never. Give him 100% of what you have. Give him all the money you make. You'll never outgive God. J.C. Penney said, man, I used to give God 10%. Now I give him 90%. And I found out that I cannot outgive God. You can't. You cannot, you cannot, you cannot. Part of my worship is the tithe I put in the plate. And the Bible, you know, I read Malachi, I read that we're to bring the tithe to the storehouse, and that the tithe belongs to God, and it's part of our worship, and it was part of the worship in Old Testament Israel, and it's part of the worship in the New Testament church, and I love it. I love it. I give it to God. I bring it to the storehouse. I bring it to the local church. I don't say, oh, it goes over here, and it goes over there, and I go to give it to them to the Red Cross, and then it's God's. I give it to the New Testament local church, and what a privilege it is. Give God your heart. Give God your work. Give God your loves. Give God your children. Give God your grandchildren. Give God your estate. Give God your talents. Give God everything. You'll never, ever, ever outgive God. Sow sparingly, reap sparingly. Sow bountifully, reap bountifully. Oh, if we just trust God. And never outdo God. Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. Remember, I am God, and there's none else like me. He bared his mighty arm and delivered Israel. You'll never outdo God. So you can go ahead and you can just do your own little life, and you can struggle every step of the way. You hear me say this all the time. It's uphill every day, and it is. But if you're doing it in your own strength, there you got it, man. That's your whole life, and your life is going to end. Why not trust God? Why not just put yourself right over here in the will of God? Say, God, it's all yours. It's all yours. I give you my whole heart. Don't be like Amaziah. Don't be that New Testament Christian that serves God and conforms a little bit outwardly, but that's not you. You don't walk with God. You don't love God. Amaziah ended up being killed by his own people. The people he ran with. Not going to end well. But if you'll trust God, much more than this, Jesus Christ is everything I could have ever wanted. Hear me. Everything I could have ever desired. And more. Times 10. Times 100. If I'd have lived my life for myself and lived my 59 years, I have no idea what my life would be right now. And I look around and I see the blessing of God in every direction. And a God that directs me every single day. He shepherds me. I pillow my head at night. And God is with me. I wake up in the morning and God is with me. And every day is a new adventure. It's the journey of life. There are mountains to climb and valleys to pass through and battles to fight. But there are no 2 days alike. Man, I love serving God. What a grand privilege. Jesus Christ, no matter what the world is telling you, young people, Jesus Christ is more than the world times 1,000. And if you'll just simply trust him, if you'll just simply put your life in his hands, what a great life. Don't mess up. Middle-aged couple, surrender to God. Say, I've already messed up. Come back to God. Talked to a man this week. I said, man, come on home. Come back where you belong. It's not going well for him. Don't listen to the world.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.